It's a pleasure to welcome back a good friend and someone that we get to talk to, but not nearly enough. Last time he was with us, he was telling about his brand new debut novel, The Expendable Man. Peter Pollack is now back with us to talk about his brand new book, Making the Grade, and it's a wonderful pleasure to welcome Peter Pollack back to the program. Thank you very much.
Nice to be here.
Peter Pollack has been a journalist, educator, entrepreneur. You like being a novelist.
Absolutely. It's, gets me up every morning.
Well, something has to. That's good. When you finished The Expendable Man, at what point did you say, okay, I would like to continue writing a book about this region and another mystery?
Well, The Expendable Man was really an experiment. I wasn't sure I could write a novel that I found that I could. And people liked it. And I had, this was an idea that I had at one point earlier on. And so I said, well, let me try to finish this one. Of course, it went in a lot of different directions that I hadn't expected. But I had the core idea of a woman who was being promoted in a police department to detective grade and some of the obstacles that she would encounter.
She becomes Albany's first female detective. And from what you know about your time here in Albany, so you imagine what that would be like.
Exactly. This is not based on any factual information as to when that might have occurred, or maybe it still hasn't occurred. I just don't know.
Yeah. And you don't really care at that point because it's fiction.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But having been around the city for a long time, having been an observer, having been involved in many cases in what goes on in the running of this municipality, it would seem as that would inform you as a writer and as a novelist.
Well, I hope so. Albany has been a very political city, and we had a very strong Democratic machine here for many years, which put the clamps on a lot of change. And that's slowly evolved, but I'm sure there's a lot of vestiges of that that may exist in institutions like a police department.
Well, are we going to, when you look over, a 200-year period and you say, oh, look, there were three mayors of Albany, will we ever reach a point where we have a mayor for two, three terms?
That's a good question. I really can't predict Albany's political future.
But what is it about us as the people of the city? Not that I'm a voter in the city. I'm not. But what do you think it is culturally about the city that facilitates that so easily?
Well, it's a state capital, and also it's a city that's confined by the region, so it can never be bigger than it is. And so you have a finite population, and that population is almost of necessity focused politically because we are the state capital. So I think it lends itself to a political structure which guarantees results, and that's what a machine does. It guarantees results.
So you put rookie detective Shannon Lynch into the situation, into Albany, and what is it that you wanted to explore with this character and what she was able to achieve, what we find out about her past, and ultimately what she is able to achieve, what she's not able to achieve, and not to give away what happens, but to make things right.
Sure. Well, the initial issue was I wanted a character who was realistic, who was not just a stereotype, but a real person who had a real background, who came into a real situation and had to deal with some obstacles, and how would she handle that? Would she crumble? Would she get support? Where would she find support? And then there has to be a solution to the mystery as well. So you have to interweave the two and do it in a way that keeps the reader's attention.
In keeping the reader's attention, of looking at the other characters in the book, of looking at really even Albany as a character in and of itself, what were the challenges for you in doing that?
Well, again, you have to imagine characters and distinguish them and allow them to do what they do in situations. She works with two detectives who are very different people. One is very neat. The other is very sloppy. And they react differently to the pressures of their job. And that impacts her and how she has to begin to learn to negotiate her role and to establish herself as an equal in this environment.
I asked the question because early on you said that the book took you in directions that you did not expect. Give us a sense of some of those directions of how this character, places this character took you that you weren't expecting.
Well, part of it, I envisioned some characters from her past reappearing, and I played around with different ways of doing that, but eventually I hit on two people who she knew when she was in college who now come back and play a role in this first case that she deals with. Both of them have questionable backgrounds and influences, and she had a history with them, and now how is that going to impact her? So I really wasn't sure as I started writing it, but I found a way to try to make that happen and keep the reader in suspense until the end.
Do you see yourself, and I ask this a lot of writers who are, you know, maybe in the third or fourth book and have a series, and I say to them, you know, did you ever intend for this to be a series? And they say, well, no, but this character stayed with me and I wanted to explore more. Are there things in Shannon Lynch that you think you could write about Shannon again?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm working on another suspense story. It again takes place in the region. I'm calling it Left for Dead. And I expect to have that done maybe by the end of this year. But it is a character, I think, when I think about her and what she might encounter in the future, I may come back and write another story about her struggles and her achievements.
Which says that you like her.
Absolutely. I find her an interesting person who, you know, has has chosen an interesting path for herself to be in a man's world, and certainly police work is one of the most difficult positions for anybody to deal with, much less deal with cultural resistance. So I think that's makes for potentially interesting situations.
Given that you lived in Albany for like four decades and worked here and worked in public relations here and worked so closely with many key players in the city, how much do you draw on your personal experience on what you have encountered and what you personally have done to flavor these books?
Well, I think there has to be a mixture. You know, certainly writing about a woman, I don't have that personal experience. So I had to, for example, in just choosing to place it in Albany, I wanted to add some things that would be easy for me to add into the story. If it was took place in another city, then I'd have to make up all that stuff as well. So,
like Turkmenistan.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So in some cases, it makes it easier.
Absolutely. And I think people who know the city then enjoy those references as well.
Yeah, we like reading about where we live. There's something about reading places that we pass every day that's very fun.
That's right.
The name of the new book is Making the Grade. It's a novel, and it is out and about at our local independent bookstores. You can also find it online. It's Making the Grade. Peter Pollack, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program. As always, you can find this, you can find The Expendable Man, and it's always very nice to have you here.
I just want to add one thing, and that
Sure. Is
I decided to make this book free for in the Kindle edition on the Amazon website for today and tomorrow. So if somebody wants to download a copy for free, today or tomorrow is their opportunity.
Great, and they do that through
Amazon.com. Just look up the name of the book.
Okay. And it's Making the Grade, a novel by Peter G. Pollack. Peter, thank you very much. Great pleasure. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.